Our next guest is Stephen Lynch. He's Managing Director of the British Chamber of Commerce in China to discuss business sentiments as China gradually moves to reopen. Now, Stephen, your report finds business pessimism is at a record high. Do you expect that to turn around as restrictions are getting eased, or does the exit from COVID zero present just a whole new series of new hurdles?
I think it presents a whole new series of new hurdles. I think we've just seen a complete U-turn in China COVID policy. So as mentioned, we launched our sentiment survey yesterday. COVID-19 controls are having an enormous negative impact on all aspects of business. So sentiment, revenue projections, investment decisions, offshoring, all pointing in a negative direction. And as you mentioned, factually, this is the most pessimistic British businesses have ever been. Now, we collected this data over a month ago, and a lot has changed. But one thing was very clear. Businesses were at a tipping point. Something needed to be done because this sentiment was feeding into decision-making, and it was feeding into action. And we have seen action. We've seen an outpouring of anger, protests on the streets. That's just unheard of for here in China. And this is all due to the breadth of the zero COVID fatigue, as well as the social and economic problems that were facing this country. And it was all united around this zero COVID. So we have seen dramatic change in the last few days, new policy measures, which is extremely positive and very welcomed by business. I mean, I will say, and I will err on the side of caution because of what is about to happen. COVID is about to happen in this country. So we've just seen the beginning of the end almost. You know, we're moving away from a zero COVID policy to COVID is coming, or should I say COVID is already here in China.
Stephen, extend your view to include Hong Kong where you are, because we know that there has been a little bit of brain drain. Some of that, yes, may be tied to the national security law in Hong Kong. A number of Hong Kongers had the ability to apply to live in the UK under a new visa program. But the extent to which there was brain drain or is brain drain now in Hong Kong, is Beijing paying attention to that at all?
Well, I'm actually currently sitting in Beijing at the moment. But
my apologies.
To comment. No, absolutely fine. So, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. You know, 3 years of a very vocal and very harsh policy, no COVID. No COVID was allowed in the country. And it means if there was one case, a city could be shut down. And so almost overnight, this policy has been completely dumped. So no quarantine, offices are back open, factories, bars, restaurants, no testing. That was the policy for the last 3 years. There's no testing. You know, this is just complete confusion about what's happened in regards to the messaging. And it all ties back to the social and economic problems that were being caused by this zero COVID. And, you know, I will say, you know, people are confused and they're scared because the exit wave is about to happen. People are going to get sick. People are going to get very sick. And for the last 3 years here in China, the messaging has been COVID is bad. COVID is one of the most worst things that can happen to you. Mm-hmm. And now in the last week, that is not the case. COVID is no longer serious and you will not get that sick if you get COVID. So there is a lot of confusion. Again, this is it's a positive step in regards to opening up and an exit strategy, but we're about to face a whole new set of challenges in 2023.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary 180 in just the space of a few weeks. Stephen, we've got about a minute left. I just want to refer back to your report, though. The top three regulatory challenges that you found for British businesses, though, have nothing to do with COVID. Can you tell us about those?
Exactly. So this is not just a COVID issue. China has a long way to restore certainty. There's lots of confusion. China needs to restore confidence for foreign businesses in market. Almost every single business said it got harder to do. Almost every single business said they feel less welcome. And this is due to long-standing market access and business environment issues. So they really need to double back down on the opening up and reform agenda and make sure that foreign businesses, British businesses, feel welcome in a market because, you know, no longer can it just be market opportunity and market potential. They need to realize that.
Yeah, and I note that hiring foreign staff and retaining them in China are also one of the challenges that you note there. Stephen Lynch, very firm views. Thank you for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia. Stephen Lynch is Managing Director of the British Chamber of Commerce in China, discussing the findings of their report as China moves to a COVID-zero environment and the challenges that's presenting for foreign businesses operating there.